We begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos daf Tezayin. We begin on the top of the Amud, but the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnayos and Perakim regarding the halachas of a mincha, of a flower offering as applied to the laws of Pigel. Says the Mishnah, Pigel b'kaimitz, if during the haktara, the sacrificing, which is the last of the avodis of the kmitza, of the fistful, as he's doing the avodah, he has what's called a machshavas pigel, where he has an inappropriate thought regarding the leftovers of the mincha, that is going to be eaten beyond its time. But when he's sacrificing, there's two matirim, there's two things that permit the shirayim to be eaten, the leftovers of the mincha. One is the fistful that gets burned, and there's also the frankincense, the levaina that gets burnt on the mizbeach. But when he was burning the levaina, he didn't have that thought of pigel, or the opposite. But levaina v'lei b'kaimitz, when he was burning the levaina, he had a mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow, but not when he was burning the kaimitz. So we have a machlekes. Meir Mehi says, Pigel v'chayavn of karas. It's still going to be pigel, and if one eats from that milch, it's going to be liable for karas, because the machshava of pigel by any one of the two is going to create pigel in the entirety of the mincha. But v'chamayim, they disagree. They say, no, aim by karas, there's not going to be a liability of karas. Achi yifagel b'chalamater. Until there was a machshava of pigel in the entirety of the permitter. Now, when you burn one of those two things, either the kaimis or the akhtara, that's only a chati mat, it's a half of a permitted, because there's also the requirement of burning the other one, whether it be the kaimis or the levaina, and therefore having makshav and pigel only one of the two is not going to be able to make it into the halach of pigel until you have a makshav and pigel on both of them. Now, continues the Mishnah, but a moid mechacham the Rameir, there's a case that the chum agreed to Rameir, that b'minchas chayte b'minchas kenais, by the sinner's flower offering or by the saita's flower offering, Shem pigel b'kaimitz, in that situation, if just by the kaimitz, by the burning of the kmitza, the kaimitz machshava of eating the shirayim tomorrow, shu pigel b'chayyavim of karas, that there it's going to be pigel, and one would be liable karas, because shah kaimitz hu amater, in that situation, the fistful is the only permitted, because there is no levaina by the menchas chayta and the menchas kenois. Similar type of a case. Says the Mishnah, Shachar Echem and Akvasim, if one of the two lambs that are brought on Shavuos, known as the Kivsei Atzeres, when he's slaughtering one of those two lambs, he has in mind, Lechel Beis Chalos Lamachar, to eat the Shtei HaLechem, both breads, tomorrow, or Hikter Echem Min HaMezichin, or he goes by the Lechem upon him. He burns one of the two spoonfuls of frankincense that he burned on his Mizbeach. Meaning, during one of the two, when he's burning it, he has in mind, Lechel Beis Adaram Lamachar, to eat both orders of the bread, meaning all the 12 showbreads of the shulchan, to eat them tomorrow. So Rameyo, I'm a pigel b'chayyam l'mkars. He holds it's going to be pigel, because during a matter, he doesn't hold you have to have the whole matter, during a matter, a permitter, which is one of the two spoonfuls, or during one of the lambs, he has a mind machshava pigel, so it's going to be pigel and b'chayv kars. But like we said before, Achamim, they disagree. They say, no, aim by karas, actually, fagab b'chalamat is not going to be karas until he has the machshav of pigel in both materin, in both lambs, in both bezich levaina. But if not, it's not going to be considered pigel. Now, continues the Mishnah, let's say, shachar echem and akfasim, regarding one of the cases we just mentioned. He's, during the slaughtering of one of the two lambs, he has in mind, lechol mi menu lamachar, to eat from that lamb itself tomorrow. Oh, there says the Mishnah, who pigel? So that lamb is going to be pigel because that slaughtering, that's one of the avodas that permits that animal itself to be eaten. And he's having in mind to have that eaten tomorrow, so that's going to be a classical case of pigel. But the chaver kasher, the other lamb is going to be kasher, because they're two totally independent lambs. They're brought together, they're both matah, the two breads, but they're independent, and therefore slaughtering this one with a makshava of eating it tomorrow is going to make this one pigel, but not the other one. Says the Mishnah, let's say lechol mechaver lamachar. Let's say when he was slaughtering one of the lambs, he has a mind to eat the other lamb tomorrow. Says the Mishnah, in that case, shneim kashem, they're both going to be kosher. Like we said, this concept in the previous daf, that ing matem mefagel samater. This lamb is a permitter. It permits the shtei halechem, the breads, to be eaten. But you cannot have a machshava of pigel when you're doing the avodah in one matter regarding a machshava of a different matter. You're slaughtering this lamb to have that lamb eaten tomorrow. They're both matirim, and therefore that cannot create a pigel in any one of them, because you're not having a machshava in what it permits. You're having a machshava in a different matter. Therefore, that's not a pigel at all, not even in the one that he had the machshava on, and therefore they're both going to be kosher. Now, regarding this machlokes in the Mishnah, says the Gemara Amar Rav, he qualifies, and he says, the machlokes between your Meir and the Chachamim is in the situation that shenasin esakimitz, that He first did the kmitza, meaning whichever one is the first one that the Gemara is picking the case of the kmitza, the first one that he burnt on the mizbeach, he burnt b'shtika, silently, meaning not in an inappropriate thought, in a regular way. Vesalavayna, and then the second one, like in this case we're describing, let's say it's the frankincense, that one he did b'machshava, he had a thought process of eating it beyond his time, known as pigul. That's where the machlekes was, since it's only half a matter. The first one they didn't have machshava of pigul, and the second one he did. So okay, so it, when it's a chatzi matter, that's the machlekes. Aval, but says Rav, nos na kemitz b'machshava, let's do the first one. Let's say that was the kemitza, was being burnt in the mizbech with a thought of eating the shirayim tomorrow. And then the second one, the frankincense, was done silently. Says Rav, there divya kol pigul. Everyone's going to agree in the chacham that the mincha is going to be pigul. Why? It's still a half a matter. No, shakol oisa, because whoever does an activity, adas rishayinu oisa, does it based on the first intention he initially had. So since the first one was done with a machshava pigul, even though the second one he didn't, but you're doing it based on the original, it's like you had a machshava pigul in the whole thing, and there the chacham is going to agree that's going to be pigul. However, Shmuel Amar, he disagrees with Rav, and he says, no, Adayin HaMachlekes is still going to be the same disagreement. Even in the case you describe where the first one had the Machshava and the second one not, the Ruach HaChom still disagree and say that it's not going to be pigul because it's still only half a matter. So the Gemara tells that Yosef Rav of Kamala HaShmaita, Rav was sitting, and he was saying over this teaching of Rav, who said that you say the concept of Kaloi Sadas Rishayna Waisa, and Esebe Rav Achaba Rav Huna L'Rav. So when Rav Achaba Rav Huna heard this teaching, he asked on Rav, meaning who was saying over the teaching of Rav, from the following Braisa. The Braisa is Braisa Masechtas Menachas that says, B'med v'amurim, when did we say this? That a machshava during the Avodah of the Kemitza could go ahead and create pigul, says the Braisa, that's only in the first three Avodahs. That's by Kemitza, either in the fistful taking of the Kemitz, or b'matan kli, or putting that into the vessel, which is the equivalent of Kabbalah, or the transportation, because regarding these three avaydas, there is no parallel in the laws of Levaina, which is the other matter. So regarding those first three, if you're having a machshava regarding the kaimitz, so that's going to be doing it in the entirety of the matter. Now, although actually Haylocha, the Gemara is going to ask later on, actually as we've mentioned this in the previous daf, it's seemingly by Levaina Osa has Haylocha. But the Gemara right now is assuming, in the explanation of the Braisa, that during the first three avaydas, the only matter, because Levaina doesn't have these first three avodas, the only matter is the kaimitz. So when you have a machshava during that avodah of the kaimitz, it's in the entirety of the matter, and therefore that's going to create pigul. Aval, but says the Braisa, Baloi laktara, but when he's coming to do the fourth and last avodah of the burning, then if nasin esa kaimitz b'shtika vesa Levaina b'machshava, if let's say when he did the kemitza, he was silent. When he burned the frankincense, he had a machshava of pigul, or the other way around. As a kaimitz b'machshava, as a levain b'shtika, the first one that he did, he had a machshava of pigul. The second one, the levain, he didn't. Says the Braisa, here we're going to have the machlekes. Remeir me pigul v'chayim, of course, like we said in the Mishnah. It's going to be pigul because you could be mefagel b'chatzimater. Chachamim, they say no. In my curse, it's not going to be curse until you make pigul the whole matter. And since in the haktara, it's the kmitz is not the whole matter because you also burn the levaina, so there you have to have the machshava in both of them. But says the Gemara, Ktani Miya, but one thing we see from this Braisa is, it said one of the cases, the Nasna Sakemitz b'machshav, if the first one, even if the Kemitza, was the first one, and that's where you had machshav of pigul, Ves Levain b'shtik, and the second one was the Levain which was silent. And the Braisa said, Upligi, that the Chum disagree over there, and that according to the Chum it's not going to be considered pigul, that's a refutation of Rav. Why? Here you have the first one to Machshav and the second one Bishtika. Rav said there everyone agrees because Kol Isa Das Rishayinu Isa, and therefore even according to the Chum it should be pigul. Says the Gemara, no, Ema, you should read in the words of the Braisa that it's not saying that he did the first one b'machshava and then the Levain b'shtika. Rather, read it ukvar nasan as levain b'shtika meikara. That because he had already done the levain beforehand silently. So there you don't have aldas rishayna because actually the first one was levain and the second one was the kmitza b'machshava, and that's why it's going to be only considered mefagel b'chatzimater, and that's why according to the Chum it's not going to be pigul. However, the Gemara says regarding this answer that shtei tshuvas b'davar. There's two refutations of this answer. Because if that's the way you're amending the Braisa, that's exactly like the first case. There were two cases the Braisa said. First case was when you do the Levain, the first one b'shtik and the second one b'machshava. And then there's this case, but you're now amending this case to say the same thing. V'aid moreover asked the Gemara, Hatanya achakach, but the words in the Braisa teaches that afterwards, not that, and it already was. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rather, Tirgumar of Chanina, he interprets the Braisa to resolve it for Rav. Bebeis deis. We're talking about two different ideas, two different opinions. Meaning, what does it mean, two different opinions? Is that you had first one kohen who sacrificed the kemitza with a machshava of pigel. Then someone else sacrificed the levaina silently. That's why the Chum disagree and say, okay, it's only a pigel in the chatzimata. Well, why don't you say kol eisa dasa shayna oisa? Because it's a different person. When it's the same person, yes, the second one that's done b'shtika is going to be as if you mafagel there too, and it's going to be pigel. But here it's deyos, it's a different person. The second person who did the avaida, he is doing his own thing. And therefore, when he's doing a b'shtika, it's not with pigel, and therefore, ultimately, it was only a half a mata that there was pigel, and that's why according to Chum, it's not going to be pigel. But the Gemara continues asking in Rav Toshma from the following Brysim, which is brought in Masechtas Vachem, that Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Brysa says, when did we say this? That by a carbon, by the Zrikas Dam, that even by one Matan Damim, there could be a halacha of creating pigel, which although there's obligation of some carbonists of doing two that's four or four, still the halacha would be by even one hazaf, there's a machshava pigel, it's going to create pigel. Says the Brysa, that was only bedam on the tanam as bechachitzen, by bloods that are brought on the outer mizbech. Where there, the halacha is that the atonement comes even with one, although the halacha is la mitzvah to do more zrikas, but the atonement happens even with just one spray. That's what with one spray, one could go ahead and create pigel. Aval, but says the Brysa, dam on the tanam as bech abnim, but regarding bloods, certain karbanos are unique, that the bloods are thrown on the inner mizbech, the inner altar, in the heichel. For example, Mem Gimel Shal Yom Kippurim, the 43 sprays that are done on Yom Kippurim, where when the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avaida, he sprays 8 times of the bull that he brings, which is by the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because he sprays 1 upwards, 7 downwards, and then you have the 8 that he does with the Sarav for the Jewish people, which is 16. Then he does the same amount in the Heichel by the Pareches, as the Gemara says, Yom Davnan Gimel Mabez, which makes for 32. Then you have the 4 that he does in the Kronis of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's 36. And then he has 7 that he sprays on the top of the Mizbeach, which is done when the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSar are already mixed together. So that adds on another 7 for a total of 43. Or let's say, Va'achas Estri Shal Par Koin Meshuach, or the 11 sprays that the Kohen Gadol brings when he makes an erroneous ruling and follows through on that, which he does 7 sprays on the Pareches, and he does 4 on the Mizbeach, like it says in Sefer Yikra. And so too, Va'achas Esther Shal Parham Dol V'Shotzi, but the same thing applies when the Sanhedrin make an erroneous ruling and the Jewish people follow on that. Also, that Parham Dover, which is from the lapse of awareness, is also 11 sprays. And all these are done in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, in the inner altar. So on that, says the Braisa, there the halacha is going to be, if let's say, Pigel, let's say as a machshava, Pigel, Bein Birishayna, which this is talking about specifically that of the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippurim, same thing would be by the other two, which is that there's 2 sets, here we're talking about 3 sets. Bein Birishayna, let's say in the first set, which is Bein Habadim, by the staves of the Aron Kodesh in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or Bein Birishni, or maybe let's say when he has the thoughts of Pigel, of eating part of it, Chutzazmanai, he has it by the second set, which is by the throwing of the blood on the Pareches, on the curtain that separates from the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or Bein Bishlishes, or if let's say he has this Machshava Pigel by the third set, which is done on the Mizbeach HaZav, on the inner altar, but he does the Machshava by one of the 3 sets, so Remeyoimer Pigel V'chayim Lev Karas, says it's going to be Pigel, and you're going to be liable for Karas if whoever eats from the meat of the par, because that is a pigel b'chatzi matar, and he holds that that's going to create pigel. But for Chachamim, they say no. It's not going to be a pigel until you make pigel in the entire perimeter. And that's what the Brice is contrasting. Although by the Mizbech HaChitzen, one hazah is already the matar and it provides the atonement, and therefore pigel could be even one spray. Here the Chachamim say, and everyone agrees to that concept, here that every spray is ma'akev, is integral, and therefore you have to do all of them to be the matar. So, but Rav Meir still holds you could be mefagel b'chatzi mata. Chum say, no, you have to do every one of those 43 sprays to be able to have the machshava pigel, because you cannot create pigel in a half a mata. It has to be the entirety of the mata. That's the Brysa. But one thing says the Gemara, Ketani Mia, one thing we learn in the Brysa is that it described in the Machlekes Rav Meir and the Chacham, it said pigel, if let's say it has the machshava of pigel, Bein Birishayna, whether by the first set in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and Bein Mishni, whether by the second set by the Pareches, Bein Mishlish, whether by the third set by the Mizbech HaZav, Upligi, and we had the Machlekes, meaning it said in either one of those 3 sets. So it sounds like, obviously, even if let's say the Machshava Pigel was by the first set, Still, the Rabbanan disagree and hold that it's not going to be considered pigel. Obviously, because we don't say by default that the second set and the third set follows Aldas Rishayna that he had started off with by the first set, which was making a pigel. But why, according to Rav, if he had the Makshav and pigel by the first set, we should say that all the other sets follow suit because of Kalois Aldas Rishayna, and even the Chacham should agree that it's pigel. And says the Gemara, V'chite Machinam Mishnei Deis, and if you're going to say, like he answered before, that here we're talking about two different people. Meaning that, let's say on Yom Kippur, when there's these three sets, that the Kohen Gadol passed away, or let's say he had a seminal emission after that he did the Hazois, the spraying of the bloods, by the Bein Abad and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then he was disqualified. And then they had to appoint another Kohen Gadol in his place, and then that Kohen Gadol sprays by the Heichel, where they're, okay, that's why you don't say Al Das Rishayin Oesa, because it's a different person. But in that, says the Gemara, that would only be an answer. Hanich lamandama, this is very well according to the one who says, which this machlik is Burm Seftus Yuman of Memtes Mabez, that Bipar, when it says in the Torah regarding Bezoisi of Aaron, that with this Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, she could come in to do the Avoid and Mikipurim, Bipar, that what does it mean, Bipar? Vafila Bedamish Lapar means even with the blood of the bull. It doesn't mean literally that you have to go ahead and slaughter the bull, bring in live bull to do the Aveda. Meaning, let's say in this case that we're describing. If let's say the first Kohen Gadol slaughtered it, and then there was a disqualifying feature in that first Kohen Gadol, the halach is that Aaron, the new Kohen Gadol, could come in, not necessarily with par with the bull itself, but even with the bull of the par to the Kodesh, to the holy areas, and he doesn't have to go ahead and bring and slaughter another par. So according to that opinion, you could say, okay, it could be talking about two different Kohanim Gedolim, because you could have the one that did the first set, then he died or got disqualified, and another one could come with that same blood. Doesn't have to bring Bepar, he could come even Bedamish Alpar. And since he's a new Kohen Gadol, when he does the Beshtika, we're not going to say Aldas Rishayin Oesa, and that's why it's not going to be Pigel according to the Chacham. But it says the Gemara, Lamandam Bepar, V'loi Bedamish Alpar, but according to the one who disagrees in the interpretation as the Gemara and Yuma there brings, that he says, no, when it says that he has to bring a bull, it means literally a bull, not the blood of the bull. So therefore you can't explain it that's talking about Shtei Day is two different Kohanim Gedolim, because if the Kohen Gadol would die or get disqualified, the new Kohen Gadol would have to start all over. Because that one who's doing the Avaida has to bring the bull itself. And here he's not slaughtering the bull, he's only getting the leftover of the blood from the first Kohen Gadol. So according to that Mandama, Michael Maimba, what are you going to be able to say in this resolution that you want to answer? How are you going to explain the Braisa according to Rav? Seemingly you should say, because you can't say it's too much Shtei Deis, because you would have to start all over. And then there wouldn't be able to be the case of having the first one with Pigel and the second and third one Bishtika, because what would the case be? It can't be two different Kohanim, because you would have to start over. And if it's the same one, then why don't you say Aldas Rishayin Oesa? So Rav, he says, you're right. Hachamei Skinan, what the case of the Braisa is talking about, is a different understanding. It's one Kohen Gadol, but Kegoin Shepigel Birishayna. Like the Braisa said, that when it said there's three different sets, but it's told that he had the Machshava Pigel in the first set, Vishasik Bishni, he was silent by the second set, Upigel Bishlishis, and then again he had a Machshava Pigel by the third set. That we say that, although seemingly we said, what do you mean, if you have by the first set, so according to Rav, everyone should hold this Pigel? No. Because Isa Kataita Kaloisa Dasu Shaina Oesa, if you would think that this person is going based on that premise, that, whatever I'm doing is based on the first thought that I had, so Mahadi Piguli Bishlishis Lamali, then why would he go ahead and have a new Machshava Pigel by the third set? You're already going based on your first thing anyway. Obviously you're not. Yeah, obviously, when you did it silently by the second one, it wasn't a Das Rishayin Oesa, so you weren't Mefagel B'Chalamater, and therefore that's why it's not going to be Pigel according to the Chacham. However, on this interpretation, Maskel Rav Asher, Vashi asked, on Rava, he says, Midish Shasa Ketani, does the Braisa say anything about being silent? It just says, Bein B'Rishayin, Bein B'Shnei, Bein B'Shlishes, but your case is not really said in the case of the Braisa. So Elmer of Ashi, rather, he gives a different interpretation. So Zachamai Skin, what are we talking about over here? Where he had a Machshava Pigel by the first set and the second set, but by the third set he was silent. Where it's still going to be a Chatzi Mater. Why? Because Darmina, because we say in the Girsa takes out the word of Bishlishas, because we say, if you would think to say that, in this case, too, whatever he's doing is based on the previous thoughts that he had. So, Mahadi Pigul Bishni Alamali, then why does he go explicitly have Machshava Pigul by the second set? What do you mean? Just do by the first set, and obviously what you're doing is based on that original thought that you had. Obviously, that you're not going with that predisposed understanding. and you what you want, you're going to actively have that thought. So therefore, by the third set, when you were silent, it wasn't going based on Das Rishayin, and therefore, ultimately, we're still a Chatzimata, and that's what according to Chacham, here you're not going to say a Kol Oysa Das Rishayin Oysa, and it's not difficult according to Rab, and it's not going to be considered Pigel. Now, however, the Gemara asks us to continue to Medveis on this interpretation too, but Vo Bein Bein Ketani. The words of the Brisa were Bein Rishayin, Bein Bishnei, Bein Mishlishes, which that sounds like either one. Not that he had a machshava the way he was describing the case of that a machshava pigel on the first and the second one. Sounds like even if only the first one and not the second one, that's still the chama going to say that it's not going to be considered pigel. So it's like more kasha, that's a difficulty because even that interpretation doesn't sit well with the words of the Braisa, and it's difficult. It sounds like not like Rav because ultimately if it was pigel bein b'rishayna and only in the rishayna, then according to Rav, the chum should agree and say that's pigel because kalois al das rishayna ways. Now the Gemara goes back to the Braisa that we mentioned before, Amamar. The time of the Braisa said, if let's say he had a machshava pigel, bein b'rishayna, bein b'shnei, bein b'shlishes, so we had the machlikas of our Mishnah, as the Braisa says here too, Remei Oime, he says, pigel v'chayim lav karas, it's going to be pigel, and one's going to be liable for karas, because even though he had a machshava of pigel in only half of the matter, and a third of the matter, let's say one of the three sets, it's still going to be pigel. However, the Gemara asks as follows, Mechdi, let's see. We know the halacha is that there's no liability for karas until all the permitter is sacrificed. Meaning, even though Remeir disagrees, and you don't have to have the machshava pigel during all the matirin, but all the matirin, whatever is the permitter for the leftovers, which is being permitted, you have to have done that avodah. Damama, like the master had said, yiratza. It says the word yiratza by the activity of pigel, it says pigel hu lo yiratza, and it says by a kosher carbon, yiratza le carbon isha, which tells us, karatza is kosher, just like you qualify a kosher carbon, which is only when all the matirin, when all that permits the carbon to be eaten, that only when it's all sacrificed, then it's valid, karatza is pasul, so too the qualification for the invalid carbon of pigel is only when you sacrifice all the matirin. So, ma'artzar is kosher, just like by the qualification of a kosher carbon, that's atche yikrivu kolamatir, and that's until you sacrifice all the permitters. Avatzar is pasul, so too the qualification. There's not going to be a liability of karis on eating the pasul carbon, atche yikrivu kolamatir, and until you sacrifice all the permitters. Meaning, in that avaida, and then like that avaida that you're coming to do pigel in, you have to sacrifice all the matir. On that asks the Gemara, but Baha'i, in this case, in the Braisa, that your mayor is saying it's going to be pigel, there's a problem. Because since, let's say, the first set or the second set, but once he already had a machshava inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that he had in mind, oh, he's going to eat from the meat of the bull tomorrow, pasle. So he already invalidated the carbon. So the problem is, kimadi b'heichel, now after what he had machshava in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, now he's going to the next step that he's spraying in the heichel, ma'i ba'almahu d'kamadi, what's he spraying? Not dam of a carbon, he's spraying just water. Because it's nothing, the whole thing's puzzle, it's not valid anymore. How can you call it karvo kamatirov to be able to create pigle even if you say you could have machshava by chatzi matir, but he's not even finishing the matir and he's throwing water, although it looks like blood, but it's not blood of a carbon, because it's already disqualified. Now, as Rashi says, if that's the case, one could ask on all the halachas. Let's say by any kaimitz or shchita, you should also say that you cannot create pigel. Because when he has the machshava of the in the Kabbalah or in the shchita, it becomes invalidated. So when he throws the blood, you should say, although that's being mak of the matirin, you're not, you're throwing water. And that says, Rashi, that's not a difficulty. Because there, the avoda that he did the pigel in, that entirety of that avoda was done in its sanctified way. It was just done in a way of pigel. But here in this situation, by the spray, since we're saying there's three different sets, but we said that they're all considered one avoida of the Zrikas Adam. Now the problem is, once you did the first set, and even if you had a machshava pigel, but you did that first set in the sanctified way, but now when you're going on to the next set, that next set is already considered water. And the problem with that is, and that's all one avoida of Zrikas, so you're not doing the Zrikas. So that's the question, how are you going to ever be considering it as karvu kol matirav? So Amarabi says, Mishkachas lo, you could find a situation that he could be creating pigel in all of the sets. How? Barba parm barba seirim. When he has four different bulls and four different he-goats that are brought for the, which generally you only bring one of those two types. Here, you could have four of them. How so? Let's say he brings the par and the sar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he has a machshava of pigel. Then the blood of the carbon spills out after he already sprayed the hazois. So now he has to bring a new par and sar when he goes to the next step, to the heichel. And then he has to bring another one when he's going to the Mizbeach for the seven sprays. And then another one for the Kronis, meaning if every time the blood spills out. And the reason for that is because every one of those is a separate matter, because they're all going to be in each one. Each one is going to be valid. And the reason is because you don't have to go ahead and start over from the second one, from the Kodesh HaKodeshim, because actually from the place where he stopped, that's where he could start again, as the Gemara says, in Yumadav Samach Alf Manalf. So, what do you mean? Isn't it just blood? No, it's not just blood. From that original blood, which you had Machshav of Pigul, that blood's like water. But here, since the blood spilled out, and you started over, so even if in each one that you had Machshav of Pigul, like we said, Bem Rishayin, Bem Mishnei, Bem Mishlishas, it doesn't make a difference, because whichever one you had Machshav of Pigul, when you did a valid Zrika, and but just with Pigul, but then the blood spilled out. So then you bring a new carbon. That carbon is not, that blood is not water. You have to continue that void, although it's going to be considered invalid because of the machshava. But the thing is, you could still have a carbon komatirib. You could still go ahead and sacrifice the rest of it because that's blood of a new carbon and it's not the blood of the old one, which is water. That's how you could have a case of having pigle by any one of these sets to create a situation of pigle by being makar of komatirib, where although you already had the machshava pigle, which made a pigle and made a puzzle, but still, since it's a new animal, it's not considered water, it's considered blood. Rav may give us a different interpretation. It says, you could even be talking about a regular case where it's the same bull and the same he-goat that was sprayed inside and then the hechel by the pareches and the mamizbeach. Why? Isn't it water? No, because lefkule meratzi. Regarding pigle, it is considered significant, like its blood, that it should not remove it from the status of pigle, because it is carbon kol matir, because ultimately, this same carbon, he is spraying it. So although, yeah, essentially it's like water because it's possible, but regarding the laws of pigle, to consider it like you did all the matirim, for that it's not considered like water, it's considered blood, and that's why it's going to fulfill the obligation of carbon kol matir, to thus solidify the halacha of pigle, to make this carbon, now if anyone eats from it, a liability of car is because of pigle. Now the Gemara asks a related question that we said in the Braisa before on the Amud Aleph, that there's Arbaam V'Sholish, that there's 43 sprays that are done by the Kohen Gadol in the Paran Nesarim Yom Kippur. Not asked the Gemara, but by the time we went in the Braisa, Arbaam V'Sheva, he sprays 47 times. So Zimol Likash, not difficult. Ha, this that we said that it's 43 is Kamandam, like the opinion that's mentioned, which the Machleik is over there in Yuman Dav Nanzayin Mabez, that Ma'arvin Lekronis, that we mix together the blood of the Paran Nesarim at the time when they're coming to spray the four matanas and the kronas of the Mizeach HaPnimi. And therefore, you're going to have 43. But Vaha Kamandama Ima Arvin, this that we said that it's going to be 47, is like the pin that says that you don't mix them together. Actually, you give four matanas of blood separately from the Paran Nesar and the Mizeach HaPnimi, so therefore that's another four to make 47. Asked the Gemara Vatan, but another bride says, Arbam Mishmoina, actually not sprays 43 or 47, actually sprays 48. Says Gemara Lekash, that's not difficult. Hakamad the Amar Shirayim. This is one opinion is saying that the one that says it's 48 is like the opinion that holds that the leftover blood of all the sprayings are ma'akfin, are integral, and that is if you don't spray it on the foundation of Mizbech HaChitzin, it's going to be puzzle. So therefore, that's like one of the Azalis, and there it's going to be 48. Hakamad the Amar Shirayim l'ma'akfin. The one who says only 47 is like the opinion holds that even by the Mizbech, even like the Parm, those which are done inside the Hechel, even those, the Shirayim are not ma'akiv, which again, this like a machlek is over the Nafsa Machman Beis, and therefore it's only going to be 47, because it's not considered integral to say that every one of those have to be done to be considered entire matzah, because it's not ma'akiv. Now the Gemara asks a related discussion, the following question. Pigul b'haylacha. If let's say during the transportation of the kaimitz, which we said that he takes the fistful, puts it into a vessel, he then transports it and then he burns it. Those are four steps in the kmitza of the mincha. So let's say during when he was transporting the fistful of the kmitza, and during that halacha, he has a machshava of eating the shirayim tomorrow. Ma, what's the halacha? Do we say that it's considered a half of an avoida, and therefore the rabban disagree, because like they said in our Mishnah, it's only when you have pigul b'chol hamater. And therefore, it's only if he'll also have the machshava pigul when you transport the levaina, or maybe over here they wouldn't disagree. So the Gemara says, "Aishamach leikis amar biyach," and he says, "Haylacha kikmitza." Haylacha is like the avoda of the taking the fistful, which, like we said, is considered a total avoda because there's no kmitza by levaina. So too halacha is the same way, and therefore it will be considered pigul. And the Chacham will agree over there. Rish Lakish says, no, halacha ki haktara. Transporting is like the burning. And just like by burning, we said the Chacham disagreed because there you burn the Levaina too, and therefore the burning, the Kemitza only half a matter. So too, by Levaina, so too by the halacha, it's also only a half a matter, and therefore it's not going to be pigul. So the Gemara asks, Bishlam of the Rish Lakish, you understand the coin to Rish Lakish. Because Ika nami halacha de Levaina, there's halacha not only by the Kemitza, it's also by Levaina. So, halacha of kmitza, having a makshava of pigal, is only bechatzi matzah, because there's another matzah, that a levayna, that you also by halacha by, and the chacham say you cannot be mefaga bechatzi matzah. El Rebbeich and my time, according to Rebbeich, what's the reason? Why does it say it's like shechita? Seemingly, it's like the haktar, and as we alluded to this in the Manalev, that seemingly kmitza, that the halacha applies by levayna too. So Amar Ravi says, Ksav Rebbeich and Rebbeich and held, kol avoida she'ena materes, any one of the acts of service of a carbon that is not a permitter, for example, halacha, because halacha is not ma'akiv, because you could pass it from one to the other, you could do it right at the side of the mizbeach. So paradoxically, avayda chashuvihi, it makes it a distinct act of service, lafag lebefnei atzma, that you could create pigul in it itself. In other words, you're right, like Rish Lakish seemingly is correct. There is halacha by levayna too. So why don't you say, imefag mechatzi matter? You know why? Because halacha is not a matter. It's not a permitter. And because it's not integral. You don't need to do halacha. And therefore, there's no right for anything else like levaina to be ma'akim and say, hey, you didn't do that yet. It doesn't make a difference. We're not a matter. The halacha of imefag mechatzi matter is only by a matter, and this is not a matter. And therefore, you could create pigul in the halacha, the kemitza itself. However, Amalei Abaya asked on this svara, this logic, by saying, "Harei shchitas echem min hakvasim." But you have the slaughtering one of the two lambs of the kivsi atzeres that come on Shavuos. The avoda she'ena matirta, the slaughtering is not an act of service that permits it, because the slaughtering is not permitting not the meat, not the sacrificial parts of the carbon, because it's only the throwing of the blood that permits it. And yet, upligi, yet we find the Chacham do disagree over there. Did not like learn the Mishnah in our Mishnah. Mishnah said, "Shachar echem and akvasim." If someone slaughters one of the two lambs, lechash teichalas lamachar, to eat both breads tomorrow, or hikter echad min amazichin, or he sacrifices one of the two spoons of frankincense that come every single Shabbos with the lechem upon him, lechash neistram lamachar, to eat both orders of the breads, to eat them tomorrow. So Remeir am a pigel v'chaim amkar. It says it's going to be pigel because he holds mafagel mechatzim atar. V'chachamim, the sages say, "Ain by karis is not going to be karis at shifagel b'chalam atar until you mafagel b'chalam atar." But why? Why don't you say the logic that Rabbi said over here, that since avoid is not matter, so you could be able to be mefaga by it itself, like you say, by halacha, by mincha? What do you mean? The slaughtering of a carbon is no different. It's also not matter anything. So why don't you say over there that you could do pigel, even though it's a half, because it's not a matter, and therefore you should be able to create pigel in even a half? So Amalei, so Rabbi said back, "Mi savrit lechem matana kaddish?" You think that bread becomes sanctified when it's baked in the oven, which is the shtei lechem that comes with the shnei kvasim? No. Shchitas kvasim mekatchalei. You know what sanctifies the breads? The slaughtering of the lambs. When you slaughter the lambs, boom, that sanctifies the breads that come with it. Oh, v'abot lekadish, and something that comes to sanctify something, where when you're slaughtering the kebis, it's sanctifying the breads. Kabbalah hartadami, it's the same equivalent as permitting something, and therefore, the slaughtering is considered in some way a matter, because it's being makadish something, and that's why you have to have pigal, b'chol ha-matter, or b'chol ha-makadish, and therefore it's not going to be pigal until you have the makshava on the other kevis too, because it is in some level considered a matter. Unlike the case that Rav was explaining, where the halacha of the kmitza is not a matter at all. But the Gemara continues asking, Masr Rav Simin Bar Ashi on Rava from the following brisa. Acheim Oimrim, the others say, that Hikdim Moilim La Reilim, regarding the slaughtering of the carbon Pesach, where there's two simanim in an animal, there's the windpipe and there's the food pipe, where if let's say when they're slaughtering the carbon, when they're slaughtering the first simon, the first pipe, he's having in mind that it should be for those that are circumcised. And when he's slaughtering the second pipe, he has in mind, oh, it should be for those that are uncircumcised. Now, for carbon Pesach, only those that are circumcised are valid, but those which are uncircumcised are invalid. So the first machshava is valid, second one not. Says the Braisa, says the Chayim, kosher. The carbon is going to be kosher. Hektem areilim lemailim pasul. But if he went first and he had the machshava by the first pipe for those that are uncircumcised and only for the second one by those that are circumcised, so then pasul then is going to be pasul because the primary was the first one. The first one, and like in the first case, was for those that are kosher, so it's going to be kosher. Here the first one is for those that are pasul, it's going to be pasul. But says the Gemara, but the Gemara tells us in Masechet Pesachim Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph, the Bechatzi Matar Pligi, what are they disagreeing? What are these Achayim coming to say? They're disagreeing in the case of a half of a matar, where it's regarding half of the pipes. However, the Gemara continues and asks another question on Rava. Must Rav Tzimin Bar Ashi, he asks from the following Braisa. Says, and this is a Machlekes over there in the Braisa, where the Chacham say a certain halacha, and the Chayim, the others, referring to Rav Meir, he disagrees. And that is, he says as follows, and this is regarding the laws of the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach. Says, Ahikdim Moilim La'Reilim, if let's say, during the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach, where there's two pipes, there's the windpipe, and there's the food pipe, and during the slaughtering, you slaughter both pipes. So when he slaughtered the first pipe, he had in mind for the first one that he's doing it for those that are circumcised, which the Korban Pesach is only valid for those that are circumcised. When he's cutting the second pipe, he has in mind for Areilim, for those that are uncircumcised, which is not valid by the Korban Pesach. Says the Achayim Kosher, then it's going to be valid, as Gemara Pesachim explains why that is, even though the second pipe, the intent was for the Areilim. But the primary one that we're explaining is regarding the second case. Hiktim Areilim L'mailim Pasal. But if he has in mind first, the first pipe, for those that are uncircumcised, which is not valid, so it's Machshava Psula, and the second one was for those that are circumcised, then it's going to be invalid. Now, says the Gemara B'Kaimelan, the Gemara establishes in Pesachim Dav Samachim Amar Aleph, the Bechatzi Matar Pligi, that their Machlekes is regarding this halacha of a half of a permitter, meaning regarding when a Machshava Psula was done in half of the permitter, meaning with one of the two Simonim, which according to a mayor, okay, it's going to be Pasla, but according to Chum, it's not going to be Pigle, because the two Simonim is what permits the meat to be eaten. And when you have a Machshava by one of them, that's a Chatzi Matar. And the Chacham say that it's not going to be pigel. The Chayim say that it is going to be pigel. Chacham say it's not going to be. So you see, even in Aveda, which is not a permitter, it's not sanctifying anything like over here, because here there's no bread that the slaughtering is sanctifying, and we said it doesn't sanctify the meat, it doesn't do anything, it's the Zrika that does. And still, the Rabbanan, the Chacham disagree, and they say it's not going to be pigel. That refutes the answer Rava gave. Why? If it's not a matter, then even though it's a half of an element, which is like in this case of one of the pipes, it should create pigel. It should be a machshava psula. So Amalei Rava says back, no. Mi savra dam bet savra behema kadosh. Do you think that the blood is sanctified in the neck of the animal? What makes the blood sanctified to go ahead and do the zrika on the blood to that it should be considered carbon? Dam sakin mekatchele, you know what sanctifies it? It's the knife on the blood on the knife that sanctifies it. That is during the shechita. And something that sanctifies something, like we said before, is something that is like a permitter, and therefore it is, on some level, a matter, and therefore it is limited to the halachas of matter, and therefore since it's only one pipe, it's chatzi matter, and therefore it's not going to be machshava psula. In contrast, what Rav was describing for Rabbi Yechanan, that the halacha is totally not a matter, not a makdash, not anything, only then could you have a machshava and even a chatzi in a half an element. Now the Gemara says, Tashma araya, not like Resh Lakish. The Braisa says, when did we say that there's going to be pigel when you're doing an avoida of the kaimitz, of the fistful of the flour offering, which this is the same Braisa we brought in Naman Aleph that Rav Acha Bar Puna had asked from before, is b'kmitza u'b'matan kli u'b'hilich, regarding the first three avoidas, where those are purely by the kmitza, so it's the entirety of the matter. That's where if you do machshava pigel over there, it's going to be pigel in contrast, like we said, regarding the fourth one, the akhtar, which is sheared between the kmitza and the levina, because levina also gets burnt in the mizbeach. There it's not going to be in one of them a machshava pigel until you do them both, b'cholamat. But one thing as to Gemara is, my love isn't the third case, when we say ubihilach, it means hiluch da'akhtara. It means the transporting to go ahead, which is usually after when you go ahead and you do the fistful, put in the vessel, and then you're transporting to go take a burn. And what does the Braisa tell us? That the Rabbana do not disagree, and that they hold that it's like Shechita, which is like Rabbi Yechanan, not like Resh Lakish. And we see that it is going to be a valid Machshava Pigel, and we don't say that you also need the Hiluch of the Levina. Says the Gemara, no, the Hiluch is not difficult like on Resh Lakish. It's not about transporting to take it to the Akhtara, because that Levina also has. Rather, hiluch de matan kli. It means when he's transporting the koimetz to go ahead and put it into a vessel, that's a complete avoida because there is no matan kli by the avoida levina. And that's why it's going to be a bona fide machshava pigel. That is the gemara. Ihach, if that's the interpretation, so b'matan kli b'hiluch, why does the Braisa say in that order that you could have the machshava by kmitza, matan kli putting into the vessel, and then hiluch? B'hiluch of matan kli mebayli has to say the other way around. The transporting, which you're transporting the kmitza to the vessel, and then putting into the vessel. Says the gemara, holikash, that's not difficult. So read it like that. Amend it to say first hiluch and then matan kli. But the gemara still asks, then boloi lahaktara, why does it say regarding the fourth case that when it says, oh, what would be a problem about chatzi matir is if you're coming to burn it, oh, that's the fourth avodah. Ask the gemara, according to Rish Lakish, boloi lahalacha mebayle, should have said when he's coming to transport it to go ahead and do the haktara, that also is already going to be a problem of chatzi matir. So the gemara, holikash, is not difficult. You're right. Kimin dohi locha tzarech daktarahi, since that transportation is for the element of going to burn it, kari lahaktara, it's called the burning, but it means dohi locha too. But that is the gemara, but if that's the case, then nasin es akoimitz b'shtika, then why does it say when it's describing the last case where you're going to have the problem of being only chatzi matir? It says, if let's say he puts the koimitz b'shtika to burn it, and he does the levaina with machshava, or the other way around, haylech mibayle, should have said the case before that about transportation, that there also is going to be a problem about chatzi matir. So the gemara kashi, it's a difficult according to Rish Lakish, why is it talking about the haktara when they could just as well talk about the halacha, which also according to him has a limitation of emefagum chatzi matir. Now, continuing on this halacha about a pigul in the matir, so says the Gemara, Hikter Shumshum. If let's say the kohen who's doing the avoda, he burns a sesame seed size of the flour offering, and he has in mind lechol shumshum, to eat a sesame size of it tomorrow beyond its time. And so too he keeps on doing, atrakala kohenitz kul, until he burns the entire fistful. And he does the same thing by the Levina. What's the halacha? Would that create pigul or not? So you actually have a three-way machlekes. You have Rav Chizda, Rav Amnuna, Rav Sheshes. Chadam a pigul, one says it's going to make it into pigul. Chadam a pasul, one says no, it's only going to make it invalid. Chadam a kasha, one says it's even going to be kasha that mincha. So says the Gemara, Lema, let's say as follows. Mandam a pigul kremeir. The one who says that it's going to make pigul is like kremeir, who he says you could be mefagel b'chatzi matas here also. Every sesame seed size is considered like a half a matzah because it's not the entire kmitza. Still, since it's part of a permitter, it's a chatzi matzah. It could create pigul. Umandam apostle krabbanon. The one that says it's only going to be invalid is like drabbanon who say that there's no karas, but it's going to be pasul. I mean, they disagree. They hold you have to mefagel b'chol matzah, but they agree that it's going to be pasul because you weren't makriv the whole matzah kmitzvase. Umandam akasha k'rebi. The one that says it's actually going to be valid is like Rebbe, who we said on Daf Yudalam and Alf, that he says that it's kosher because you don't combine invalid machshavas and pigel. So since they're separate, so you did shum, you're not going to combine them, therefore it's going to be kosher. And that says Gemara Mimai. Where do you see to say that this machlekes, three machlekes amayram, is machlekes in these three tanoim? I could tell you that no, dil ma'ad kan lakom remeir hasa, maybe only with there in that halacha remeir says that when you have mefagel b'chatzi matir, it's going to be pigel el dechisha b'shi'uro. It's only if he had the machshava pigel at a time when he was at least sacrificing a full measurement of a share, like a share of a kezias or whatever the matir is that he's doing. It's just that it's not the whole matir, but it's the whole kmitza. He just didn't do the levina, or the whole levina, but he didn't do the kmitza, but it's in the entirety of that measurement. But here where he didn't have machshava, even in the measurement of that matter itself, which is only half of the matter, but he only did a shumshum size of it, a sesame seed size, maybe he would agree that that's not going to be a valid pigul, and therefore wouldn't be pigul. And moreover, only maybe over there we find the Rabban say it's only pasul and not pigul, it's because ultimately you didn't have the machshava of pigul by the whole permitter. You only had it by the kaimitz and not levina, or by levina and not by the kaimitz. And that's why it's not going to be pigul, it's only going to be pasul. But here we had the machshava, ultimately, took a while, sesame seed size by sesame seed size, but ultimately he had the machshava by the kaimitz and levina, so that's considered the whole matter. So maybe he actually they would agree that it would be pigul and not just pasul. And going to the third Tana, that kind of come a Rebbe Hassam, where do we find Rebbe that says actually going to be kosher? That's only over there, El Dlehod Amalia. We ultimately didn't supplement it for the measurement of consumption, Me'isa Avaida from that same Avaida, because the case that Rebbe was going in is where he had the Machshava in one lamb, and the measurement of consumption of a kezayis was only with the other breads. But he never had that same machshava with that same lamb and that same bread. There's two lambs and two breads. He had a machshava in one lamb, which is a chatzi matir, in a half olive size of that one bread, which is a chatzi achila, and then they did by the other one, the chatzi matir and the chatzi achila. Oh, maybe over there where you never supplemented with that same one, that's why it's going to be kosher. But here where he completed the measurement, ultimately through combination, but it's going to be from the same avoida, from the same kaimitz, and the same levaina, maybe here he would agree that's not kosher, and actually going to be possible. So El Rather says the Gemara, it's not necessarily that these three Amaron parallel those three Tanoim. And to the contrary, says the Gemara. You could say, Mandam, a pigle, the one who says that this halacha in this case that we described of shumshum, to eat shumshum, is divyakol. It's like he says, all Tanoim agreed to him. Mandam, a pasal, the one who says pasal, is also divyakol according to all Tanoim. And Mandam, a kosher, the one who says it's valid, is also divyakol, he could say according to all Tanoim. How so? So the Gemara explains. Mandam, a pigle, divyakol, the one who says that according to every Tana, the halacha in this case where he was Chishev by a shumshum, by Hikter shumshum, lechel shumshum, the reason why it's divya akol, it's ksavr he holds derech achila b'kach. It's normal to nibble on food, to eat a sesame seed size at a time. And v'derech akhtar b'kach, it's also normal to sacrifice it that way. Oh, so essentially, it's like having the machshava pigel by a bona fide avoda, because it's normal to you saying to Brin like that. And there it's like being makhtar kezayis, with the condition to eat an olive size of the shiram tamar, because it's also normal to eat like that. So it's a valid haktar for a valid achil, and if it's going to be pigle according to everyone. Umandam, a pasal de rekol, the one who says according to everyone it's going to be only invalid, because he holds, no, derech achil, because it's normal to eat a nibbling like that, but vein derech haktar, because that's not considered a bona fide haktar. Oh, so b'havala k'mincha shlohuktar, essentially it's like a mincha that was never sacrificed, because you never did a sacrifice, never burnt it, you did shumshum by shumshum, that's not haktar. So if it's puzzle, but it's not going to be pigle, because your machshava was regarding something that is although we said that it's derech achila b'kach, but it was already invalid. You can't go ahead and have a machshava to create into pigle. Umanda makasha devrakol, according to one that says it's kosher according to everyone, kesava derech aktar b'kach ve'in derech achila b'kach. He holds that no, it's actually normal to burn like that, because you can burn it small piece by piece, but it's not normal to eat like that, and therefore, having a thought about it being eaten a shumshum at a time is not a valid machshava, because that's not an achila that people normally eat. But it is a bona fide aktara, and therefore it's a valid aktara to go ahead and permit the shrine to be eaten, and therefore it's a totally valid carbon, because you did a valid aktara, because it is derech aktar b'kach, and you never had a machshava psul, because that's not even a machshava at all. To eat it like that, that's not considered achila, because no one eats like that, and therefore it's going to be kosher, and therefore we could explain that all three amarim, again, the machlekes, however, is just regarding to burn the shumshum, to have a mind to eat the shumshum tomorrow, is that the derech aktara, and is that the derech achila? That's what they disagree about, which is not necessarily contingent on the machlekes tanoim.